Abba, we just thank you for being with us. And we're choosing to give you our attention, our focus, our concentration. We just want to listen and hear and watch what you want to reveal to us right now. And we thank you in advance of this blessed word that you're going to speak to our hearts. We know that you care about every detail of our life. And we're asking for very specific questions because we're searching for answers. And we know, God, that you're the all-knowing God. And we thank you that as we choose to be in your presence right now, that you're going to reveal things that we simply need to know today. And Jesus, I thank you that you are our Prince of Peace and that you're always with us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we just rest in your shalom peace right now. Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come and manifest your presence and your power. Thank you for comforting us and encouraging and counseling us. Thank you for leading us in the direction that we need to go with you. Thank you for being our constant companion. So, Lord, what do you want to say to us about hope? I am your hope. When you see me, you can see what I see about you and your life. I want to show you details right now of what I have for you because expectation and hope comes from above, doesn't it? It comes from me, right? So ask me right now what I want you to hope for. Now listen and watch. Do you remember to abide in faith, hope, and love? The greatest of these is love. And that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. It's the truth, isn't it? And I want you to rest right now in what I'm revealing to you, what I want you to hope for, because I know. Wouldn't you rather hope for the things that I want you to hope for? I'm going to give you crystal clear clarity as far as the vision I'm showing you right now. And I don't want you to try to figure out how it's going to happen. Just rest in that place. Rest in that vision I'm sharing with you. And I want you to increase your expectation, your confident expectation that what I'm showing you right now can come to pass. But it's going to come to pass my way, isn't it? My faith works by my love, doesn't it? I want you to start magnifying my love in your life because then you will have not only the hope but the faith to do the things that I've called you to do. you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, right? Look at the things you've done in your life. I was there the whole time helping you. And I want you to just lean back and trust in me like you've never trusted me before. I want you to put your hope in me. Because with me, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with me. Do you believe that? I also want you to know you're not doing this alone. That I've sent a helper to help you. And that you need to take advantage of the helper being with you at all times. Holy Spirit has his hands wide open right now and he wants to help you, but you need to ask. Who's the one getting the glory here, you or me? When you choose humility, it's me, isn't it? As you rest in my presence right now, it is a time of refreshing. In my presence is fullness of joy. I want you to get excited about your future. And I want you to be content with your present. And to be thankful for your past. You are anointed to do what I've created you to do. The calling that I have for you is just for you. You're not a copycat. You're an original. You're a perfect original masterpiece. For I'm the one that created you in my image and after my likeness. And I want you to see what I see in you. You are my beloved child. And I'm so pleased with you. I want you to know that truth and I want you to believe it too. When you choose to rest in my presence, there's no striving. I want you to stay in that relaxed rest position at all times. My word says, as he is, so are you in this world. I'm not frazzled, I'm not fretting, I don't worry, I'm not anxious. I'm not depressed, am I? Then neither are you. The true you. Do you want to know more about who you truly are in me? Then ask me right now, and I'll show you. You're already secure in me. You're already accepted in the beloved. I already love you. Will you accept those truths? You believe what I'm telling you to believe? Will you hope for what I want you to hope for from now on? Remember this time with me in my presence. That all it takes is just a change of focus, and you can simply be with me. at any time.